Lecture 20, The Industrialization of Europe.
Having just introduced the last segment of the 19th century, from 1870 to 1914, in a generalized fashion, today we turn to its most powerful causal force, the industrialization of Europe, that we just can't repeat too frequently. Throughout much of Western and Central Europe, the United States, and even Japan, and finally Russia at the turn of the century, society underwent greater economic and related derivative changes than ever before. Between 1850 and 1914, and even in a more pronounced way, after 1870. Mostly following World War I, and continuing until the present, these forces have spread to much of the rest of the world, often with greater disruptiveness, even, than had occurred earlier in those societies that were part of the first or even second wave of industrial development and modernization. The less preparation a society has, and the more powerful the industrial modernization, the greater the cultural clash, the psychological dissonance, the disruptiveness. Often known as the Second Industrial Revolution, in fact, we have called it such, this process had an impact on the ideas and the values, as well as on the material forces of society, transforming cultures from relatively local to regional and national, and then even global, and transforming relatively static cultures and social patterns to more dynamic, ever-changing ones, again, often producing great divisiveness and reactions and dislocation. Following the takeoff of this process, the time in which a number of these developments seem to finally occur consecutively, a number of significant developments usually ensued, and certainly did so in Europe during this era. Through the process of industrial technology, increasingly concentrated in large urban factories, dramatic increases in productivity occurred, while dramatic increases in agrarian productivity occurred as well, with the increasing mechanization of agriculture. Over time, new sources of energy were utilized, from coal to electricity, finally to oil, as well as enhanced methods of productivity, merging science and industry via technology and more modern research and development. These developments were interconnected with revolutions in transportation and communications, including railroads, steamships, the telegraph, the telephone, and the radical expansion of the press, and the development of major new industries involving the production of steel, electricity, and chemicals. Stop and think for the United States at the end of the 19th century, which was expanding at such a rapid pace that it needed labor from Europe. How could that labor have gotten here without those radical changes in transportation that made it possible for millions to come almost every year? Parallel to these developments and facilitating their success were new forms of capital investment and banking, cartels, and stock markets, often encouraged by interventionist state economic policies and legal changes, such as limited liability and protective tariffs. This was the age of the robber barons in the United States.